The Beacon, celebrating when God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable.
Well, good morning and welcome to The Beacon. This is a radio program sponsored by Phoenix Christian Preparatory School. And we celebrate on this program when God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable. Our host, faithful Steve Woods, he has the week off. And good morning, my name is Jeff Blake. I have the honor of serving as a superintendent at Phoenix Christian. I have been there 23 years, and every day I fall more and more in love with what God's doing at and through Phoenix Christian. I'm honored to be your host this morning, and I'm honored for the opportunity that we have this morning to shout from a higher mountaintop what God's doing in and through Christian education. And specifically this morning, we want to celebrate and draw the listeners' attention to the state tax credit scholarship programs. And this morning, although we're going to talk much about some students who are at Phoenix Christian, this morning is really about affirming and celebrating the opportunity that families have of choice. If the listener happened to be aware of last week's show, we celebrated what God is doing through the state of Arizona with the power of choice. And we celebrated a homeschool model, the charter school model, the public school model, and of course, the private Christian school model. And the state of Arizona is leading the way with providing parents and families the opportunity to choose. And Phoenix Christian and The Beacon, we celebrate that opportunity and right for families to choose. And we want to carry that conversation a step forward this morning and introduce you to some folks that really can celebrate and affirm what's happening through that opportunity and organizations that are making the opportunity happen. With Private Christian School, Phoenix Christian is our sponsor of the show. It is natural for us to occasionally turn the spotlight of The Beacon toward the amazing work that God is doing in and through and around education. And today I want to affirm again that we want to build upon our previous show where we celebrated choice and celebrate the opportunity for families to learn more about the opportunity for school choice. Phoenix Christian is a part of a movement called All In for All Ed, in which we affirm a parent's right to choose an education for their child, not just private Christian education, but there are many wonderful opportunities all around our state. And today, again, we want to take the conversation a step forward and celebrate Arizona's state tax credit program, enabling parents greater freedom of choice. And each of our student guests that you're going to hear this morning is a unique show. We have a number of seniors at Phoenix Christian gathered around the table that are all benefiters of the tax credit program, and we want to celebrate that and let the listener learn more of their lives and the impact. And we have this morning, I want to begin with a special guest with Sally Henry. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Jeff.
Sally, if you could start off, maybe share with the listener, introduce yourself. Who are you first? We'll start there, and then we'll kind of build from there.
Okay. My name is Sally Henry, and I am the marketing manager for ACSTO, Arizona Christian School Tuition Organization. And we provide tax credit scholarships to kids at Christian schools. We are very engaged in an organization called Arizona STO Association. So our goal is to make sure that the tax credit program is protected in the state and help legislate good policy on that as well. We also are involved in several different school choice working groups because, as you said, we do believe that parents should have the choice to choose the best educational option for their children.
And Sally, for my benefit and for the listeners' benefit, what happened? What inspired you to get involved with this organization? What brought you to this point, this place of leadership?
Well, my children benefited and attended Christian schools. So I learned about ACSTO probably in 2003. And it's an amazing program. And honestly, if it wasn't for ACSTO, my children would never have been able to attend a Christian school. We would never have been able to afford it. So I loved the program, had a passion for the program, and had an opportunity to work there. And it's the last job I ever want to have.
It's amazing. And as the leader at Phoenix Christian, I want you to know how deeply grateful we are. And again, I want to affirm that this morning and this place of opportunity to share with the listener is not just about Phoenix Christian, but to affirm and celebrate ACSTO and the opportunity that they give parents all across the state and how you protect. What you're really doing is a significant role of protecting the opportunity for Christian education in the state of Arizona, and we are profoundly grateful. So we want the listener to get a really intimate sense of this kind of impact And so we're going to build upon on Sally's introduction, and we're going to walk our way around this room and introduce some of the students that are gathered here and to share their impact. And we're going to begin with our student body president at Phoenix Christian. I want you guys to think maybe a minute and a half here. I want you to share who you are at Phoenix Christian and just share, help the listener get to know a little bit about who you are. We'll begin over here with Ashley.
Well, good morning. Like you said, Jeff, my name is Ashley, and I've been attending PC for 6 years now, and it has been such a privilege and blessing. I have the privilege of going with my siblings, and being able to get tax credit scholarships has helped so much, especially for 4 children. And Phoenix Christian has been a big part of shaping me into who I am now. And I'm very blessed for that, especially for the Christian environment. I've always been raised in a Christian home, but it's always great having that Christian environment at school because that's where I am mostly, like, for, yeah.
how many hours a day do you spend at school? Have you ever counted them up?
Yeah, well, I get there around 7:40, and I usually, on average, leave around 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm student body president, I'm there, like, super late some nights, just planning and making sure we have everything ready, especially with the 70th anniversary coming and homecoming coming up really quickly. It's been such a blessing. And I think one of my favorite things about Phoenix Christian is the teachers and the relationships I have with the faculty members, because there will be days where I show up to school and I just am not in the right mindset. And it's nice knowing I have teachers there who care about me and who pray over me. And it's such a blessing because I have grown in my relationship because of it with God. And it's always going to be something that Phoenix Christian will always be something close to my heart because it has shaped who I am. And I'm super grateful for the opportunities that I've gotten because of attending Phoenix Christian. And yeah.
Amen. Thanks for sharing that. We're going to keep with our ladies first. I'm going to transition over here to Mary. Mary, help the listener get to understand who you are, a little bit of your story.
Okay. So my name is Mary, and I am a senior at Phoenix Christian. I am on the volleyball team. I serve on the worship team, and I am an NHS. And all of those things are possible because of all of the tax credit scholarships. I got introduced to Phoenix Christian because my church was moving to a new building, and it happened to be across the street from PC. And I had never heard of it before, but as soon as my mom saw it, she was like, wow, what is this school? And my first thought was, there's no way I could go there. Like, we do not have that kind of money. And she was like, no, like, I feel like God is calling you here. And I was like, okay. So I got in touch and in contact with some of the faculty members, and I was like, oh, like, how could I come? And so we took a leap of faith, and I signed up. And as soon as I did, I found out about all of these amazing opportunities that I could have there and all the different ways that I could get my tuition covered. And it has been so crazy ever since. It's like, every day that you go there, you can count on the fact that each and every one of your teachers are going to pray with you in the morning. You can count on the first thing that you hear is the attendance and Mr. Blake praying over us as a school and as students, and how much each and every one of us will try to hold each other accountable and make sure that we, you know, are following our walk with God. And that we're walking, you know, that we are walking with them in general, you know? So, yeah.
That's beautiful, Mary, and I appreciate you sharing that. And I'm hoping that the faculty and staff listen to this. They're going to be really super encouraged. And Sally, I'm hoping this morning that this is an encouragement for you.
It is. It's always amazing to hear how many lives are impacted through the tax credit scholarship program.
You bet. And I think I've been a part of the school for a long time, and through economic ups and downs and the affordability of Christian education, again, I just want to affirm how much your organization has protected a 70-year-old institution like Phoenix Christian, and you've played a huge role in that.
Well, it truly is our honor.
Amen. Amen. All right, gentlemen, now it's your turn, and we're going to start over here with, I'm going to hand it over to Jason, And Jason's got a, you're going to hear it, he's got a great radio voice. And so, Jason, help the listener get to know you.
All right. Like Mr. Blake said, my name is Jason Cross. I've been attending PC since second grade. When I started in second grade, I have three older sisters, and my youngest, she was a senior. And so I've been there for about 10 years. And I honestly just love PC. I really didn't have a choice as to like whether I wanted to go there or not when I was younger. And I'm actually thankful I didn't, because I've grown so much in my relationship with Christ. And like Ashley and Mary both said, the teachers there are just amazing. They really want the best for you, and just they're there to pray for you and talk to you. It's funny because even sometimes like I'll spend my lunch, like not even lunch detention, but I'll just be there like in the classroom with the teachers, just getting to know them better and just growing in my walk and relationship with them. But yeah, like that being said, I attend PC. I play soccer and football, and I'm a part of the soccer team, or I run track.
You're busy, and I just want to go back. Sometimes you have lunch detention?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't?
No,
okay.
I'm saying like I just sit in lunch, like okay. In the teacher's
okay,
classes,
okay.
Just because I love the teachers.
Okay. And they love you. They love you. Just checking.
But yeah, and Mary also brought up just in the mornings, Mr. Blake always says he reads from a passage of scripture, and then he prays over the school. And I think that's one thing that is just super fundamental to growing as a school through Christ, is just starting each day through prayer and devoting time to God in the morning.
Amen. That's encouragement. Okay, Jacob, you've been waiting patiently over there. Help the listener get to know who you are.
So I've been attending PC for 4 years now. I'm a senior this year, and it's gone by super quickly. I participate in baseball, two state champions right there.
Back-to-back state champions, yes, baseball.
Yes. I'm a part of NHS, and I really just love PC. It's helped me grow so much spiritually, and it's just been nothing but great for me. I never thought it would have been possible, all the way dating back to seventh grade. I've just wanted to go to PC, but I never thought it was possible. And through the tax scholarship programs and stuff, I've been able to do it, and it's just been great. And I love PC. I love it. It's grown my faith so much, and it's helped my family so much, and I've just had nothing but a great time.
That's incredible. All right, you're going to want to stay tuned. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about more specific stories of impact. We're going to learn more about the state tax credit scholarship programs and how you get involved. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening.
The Beacon is presented by Phoenix Christian, a school celebrating excellence in education since 1949. Learn more at phoenixchristian.org.
Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to 960 The Patriot. This is a show called The Beacon, in which we celebrate what God's doing in our community, and it airs at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings. And our hope and vision is, as folks are driving and making their way to church, they're inspired by what God's doing in our city. And for those who may not know the Lord intimately, it's an opportunity for us to pull back the curtain and say, here's what God's doing in our city that you might not even know about. And our show is about celebrating when God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable. And this morning, we want to take a piece of legislation and policy that the state of Arizona gifted parents in this state with, and giving an opportunity of choice. And I wanted to take a moment here and hand it over to Sally Henry, and maybe build and explain a little bit more about the STO program, your organization, and help us learn.
Okay. Well, back in 1997, the state legislature passed a law that allowed taxpayers to give a dollar-for-dollar tax credit to help support kids at private schools. Since that time, obviously, the law has been expanded on and the program has been expanded on. But in 1998, ACSTO was the first STO to actually start exercising the tax credit policy. And since then, we have been serving, we've served over 36,000 students in scholarships.
Wow.
Over $220 million in scholarships since 1998. Wow. But our heart and passion is for Christian schools. And that is, our heart is to build God's kingdom through Christian education. And we feel very honored and blessed that God has provided for us to be able to do that. We see countless lives being changed every day. The phone calls we get, the emails we get, the letters we get of just pure gratitude over the ability for families to be able to choose Christian education for their children is overwhelming sometimes. Even the tears of joy that we get from when we meet families. But it's a program that, honestly, back in the day, the only kids that were going to private schools were the rich ones. And this program has opened up the doors for all socioeconomical classes to be able to afford a Christian education. And not all these students are Christians when they're going in. So the beauty is that they're getting exposed to God's word, being Jesus shared with them. Jesus is shown to them, and they are walking out of these schools knowing Christ. Not only are they knowing Christ, but it extends to their family, their extended family, and who knows what they're doing for the kingdom as they move on into life. So it's just a beautiful opportunity, honestly, to be able to be part of something big.
Amen. That's really encouraging. And then there's a sister organization that you partner with, School Choice Arizona.
Yes.
Help us understand that.
School Choice Arizona primarily began back in 2006 to accept the corporate tax credit scholarship. So ACSTO works on individual tax credit scholarships, so individual taxpayers can donate and get the dollar-for-dollar credit. But School Choice originally existed to School Choice Arizona to accept corporate tax credit scholarships. So S Corps and C Corps can actually donate their tax liability as well to help scholarship kids at Christian schools. And currently, actually, the cap is still open. Usually there's a cap every year, and usually it's met pretty quickly, but there's still $7 million available for S Corps and C Corps to be able to give their tax credit liability to help support schools like Phoenix Christian and other schools throughout the state.
Okay, so this would be an opportunity for the listener. Perhaps you yourself qualify as the organization you represent as a S Corp or a C Corp, or you know somebody and they may be able to refer. And so if they're going to do that, they could visit the website for School Choice, which is
schoolchoicearizona.org. It's schoolchoicearizona.org.
That's terrific. And they could take next steps from there. And then since we're on it, too, the website for ACSTO, and we'll make sure that's put up on our website with the link with the show.
It is acsto.org, acsto.org. And currently, all donations that we receive up until October 15th will actually be awarded in our fall award in November to help students go towards student scholarships. So, again, the kids need them.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I appreciate that. All right, we're going to transition. We're going to hear a little bit more stories. And Jacob, since we put Ashley on the spot first, and she had to go first, we're going to hand it back over to you and help us get to know you a little bit better and help us give the listener a glimpse into the journey beyond Phoenix Christian a little bit.
Absolutely. So through my 4 years at Phoenix Christian, I am a senior now. It's gone by super fast. I've been playing baseball, like I mentioned, and I hope to do that in college. Actually, it's what I'm trying to pursue, and I don't know exactly what my journey has in store for me, but I'm trusting God through this process, and it's been something that has really tested my faith. It's been scary sometimes, but He's helped me through it all. And I don't know where I'm going to go yet for college at all, but I know I'm going to major in actuarial science. And
okay, help me understand what that is, because I'm not as smart as you.
So in actuarial science, you basically train to be an actuary who is kind of like a statistician. You interpret statistics and you work for the government or other organizations, and you just predict upon statistics.
Okay, cool. Now let's give a shout out to your math teacher.
And Mr. Hibbard.
And he challenges you every day.
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. I'm impressed. There's no way in the world I could ever do that job. My brain would explode. I'm pretty impressed. And we don't have to say who, but I know that last night you had a call with somebody making some offers and opportunities to higher education to you.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, and let me just remind the listener, I'm looking at right now at Jacob. He is a back-to-back state champion baseball member of the Varsity Cougars. All right, good job, Jacob.
Thank you.
Ashley, help the listener get to know a little bit more about you and what you're thinking beyond PC.
So for those who know me, they know that I love to plan and I love to know my future. So since like freshman or sophomore year, I was determined to know what I wanted to do. And because of Phoenix Christian and because of the opportunities that I've gotten there, I've taken a lot of leadership roles. And because of that, I've had a true passion for being a servant leader and doing whatever I do for God, and which is why after I graduate, which I'm really excited about, I plan on going to a certain college that I don't want to say right now because I'm keeping on down low, but I plan on studying business administration with the emphasis of entrepreneur, and I want to have my own company, and I want it to be towards empowering women and making girls, especially teen girls, feeling confident about themselves and knowing that they are loved and that they need to find their self-confidence in God and know their true value. And I want to use my company in ways that will benefit the world and change the world for the better and glorify God. And I'm super excited for what's to come. I know that it sounds crazy, but there's a part of me that is really passionate about it. And deep down, I know who I'm doing it for. And so I'm really excited for what's to come. And honestly, I don't think that I would be in the place that I am with the mindset that I have if it wasn't for going to Phoenix Christian and the opportunities that I've gotten and the teachers who have taught me. I've had a lot of mentors and I'm very blessed. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay. I want to encourage the listener to stay tuned. You're going to hear more stories like this. We've got world changers in the making, built by the foundation of opportunity with tax credits. Stay tuned.
The Beacon is made possible by Phoenix Christian and listeners like you.
Now, I wish the listener could see into the studio right now and see the students sitting around this table and see the look in Sally and I's eyes as we hear of dreams and anticipation for the future and watching what God's doing in and through Christian education. And this morning, as the listener is just joining us, we're celebrating the state tax credit scholarship opportunity that enables families the opportunity for choice. And we're here not just to promote Phoenix Christian. We're here to promote the fine and incredible Christian schools all throughout this state and the incredible work that ACSTO does in providing opportunities for families. And in celebration of that, we've gathered a team of seniors who are anticipating graduation coming quickly. And I'd like the listener to get to know one of our seniors, Mary, just a little bit better. So Mary, tell us a little bit more who you are, where you've come from, and where you're going.
Okay. So I am originally from Ethiopia, and I live there. It's in East Africa, and so I lived there for 2 years, you know, until I was two. And we moved here, and it was mostly because it was by the grace of God, honestly, because if we didn't, like, my father would not still be alive today, you know? And up until, like, for a very long time, he was very sick, and he'd be in and out of hospitals, and we just really struggled with that. And for a while, they even told us, like, just pull the plug, and my mom prayed and fasted, and it's, like, one day he just woke up, and, like, ever since then, like, it's been so good, you know? And God has been so good to me and my family, and well, like I said before, if it wasn't for our community, for the Ethiopian church that we moved across the street from PC, you know, I wouldn't have even ever known about it. And so it's so amazing because I get to share my testimony there, you know, like I can with students to encourage them. And I know that, like, they're not going to think I'm crazy because, like, we believe that God is a God of miracles. And so it's so amazing to be able to have that support. And so as far as where I'm planning to go is now that I'm on the verge of graduating, you know, it's like there's so many options, and so I feel like I want to keep on this Christian school route, and I'm thinking about going to Christian colleges because of how encouraged I've been going to this school and having people that that I can not only talk about Jesus with, but they come to church with me. You know, I can invite them to super awesome events that my church has, and it's so amazing. And so also I plan on doing ministry school for a little while.
I was going to ask you about your major. You're thinking going into ministry?
Well, I want to go into pre-med, you know, what happened okay. with my dad really inspired me. So I'm thinking pre-med or nursing, but I mean, I feel like I do want to go to ministry school as well. So it's like, why not, you know? Like, I want to do missions trips. Like, I want to serve God with my life because he has made my life what it is.
That's incredible, Mary, and inspiring, and I appreciate you sharing that. All right, Mr. Jason, who are you? Where are you going? What's God doing?
All right. So first of all, I'm a child of God.
Okay. Yeah, amen. Okay.
But yeah, I was saved on July 3rd, 2016 at a summer camp, a church camp. And I just remember that experience like so vividly in my mind. It was like one of the most inspirational moments of my life. And from that moment on, I've just been diving in deeper and deeper into my relationship with Christ and just getting to know, I don't know, it's just crazy. Just like for me personally, just knowing, because if I'm being honest here, it's like, I love my sin, but then I love God, you know? And so it's so cool to know that, that God just loves us so much, even when we choose our sin, knowing that it's wrong, and then knowing that God is so heavenly and perfect, and yet he still loves us. And so that's one of the biggest things that has been just spoken to me over my time at PC, is just knowing that God loves me, and it's proven through the teachers and through the students that are all here to just encourage and build each other up. And so, yeah, I'm just like, I was just nervous about college just the beginning of this year. And then I started reading passages of scripture, like I believe it's in Matthew 6 or John 6, where it just talks about, you know, if God's going to provide for the birds of the air or if he allows the grass to grow, like why wouldn't he, you know, be there for you? And I actually just went to this past summer camp at UCYC in Prescott, and I found out about this school in Kansas called Manhattan Christian College.
There you go.
And I just feel like it's a perfect fit for me. It's a really small school, just like PC, and that's all I've ever known. And so I just feel like God is piecing things together and compacting them perfectly for me.
We love our sin. We love our God. That's the human tension. All right. Well, you're going to want to stay tuned. We're going to wrap this program up with some defining moments and a call to action. Thanks for listening.
Phoenix Christian believes strongly in its rich history and bright future, now equipping students from pre-K through 12th grade. Learn how you can help continue its legacy of Christ-centered education at phoenixchristian.org/support. You're listening to The Beacon, presented by Phoenix Christian.
Welcome back, and thank you for listening to The Beacon, in which we celebrate what God's doing in unexpected ways, and we want to celebrate that. And that's the function of our show this morning. And you have, if you've tuned in, you've tuned in to an incredible episode where we're going to pull the curtains back and allow students to speak from their heart what God's doing intimately in their lives. And in this final segment of our show, we want to share with the listener some defining moments in the lives of students. I want the listener to be encouraged. I'd love for the listener to be inspired and ultimately to draw glory and honor to our God in heaven for what he's doing, often in ways we don't even know. And that's the function of our show. And so what I've asked for each of the students that are gathered around this morning, our seniors at Phoenix Christian, who I'm missing already, to share some defining moments in their lives and to let you hear what God's done in some specific moments. And Mary, we're going to hand it back over to you and give you an opportunity for that.
Okay. So one super amazing defining moment I had with God outside of course, what my family experienced with my father is that this was actually last summer, so last year, is I was just so, like, hungry for God, and I was like, God, like, I really want to see you move in my life. And I went to camp at for Bethel Young Saints, and I got baptized in the Holy Spirit. It was amazing, and, like, I really just, like, I, like, felt him, and I was so amazed by him. And after that, I got home, and it was, like, this never-ending mountaintop experience, you know, like, coming home and how you, most kids would expect, like, this is my summer vacation, like, I'm going to sleep all day. Like, no, I would wake up, and I would spend anywhere from 2 to 4 to 8 hours just, like, in prayer, like, in worship. And it was, like, the best moments of my life. And it was so amazing because I knew that as soon as I got back on campus, it's not like I had to worry about that fire, like, burning out, you know? It was like I could walk on campus and look around, and, like, there's Bible verses everywhere. There's Bible verses on the wall and in the classrooms. And, you know, the teachers open up class with prayer. And so it was just so amazing, like, being able to walk around and talk to the Holy Spirit and be in constant communication with, you know, my Lord and Savior, and not have people thinking I'm crazy, because they know, like, it is, like, we are here to serve him, and it's so amazing. So, yeah.
Well, Mary, that's really encouraging. And yesterday, I mean, I want to affirm what I've heard you saying. You're living out your worship, but then even yesterday, I had a glimpse of you leading worship in the chapel yesterday at Phoenix Christian.
Yeah. Worship is something I'm very passionate about. I believe, like, God uses music to bring us to him, like, it draws us into his presence, you know? And so being a worship leader doesn't mean singing songs to, like, make people feel goosebumps. It's about bringing people into the presence of the Lord, you know? And so being able to steward that with such an amazing worship teacher who, like, teaches us how to serve God is so amazing. And I feel so lucky and honored. And I can bring that into church because I lead worship at my church as well. And so I bring everything that I learn in our classroom in with me. So.
Incredible. Incredible. Mary, thanks for sharing. All right, Jacob, it's your turn. I want you to think of defining moment.
So my defining moment was definitely my freshman year. I'm not ashamed to say before what happened my freshman year, baseball really consumed me, and it really became my God in a sense. And my freshman year, I blew my arm out, and I was a pitcher, and I lost my playtime for a whole year. I lost my whole freshman season. And that really sent me into kind of a depression almost, and it was hard for me to get out of. But I still attended church every Sunday, and I was in youth group on Wednesdays, and I was around my friends who are also believers that helped me grow. And eventually with time, I just kept on feeling God tugging at my heart, and, you know, he was saying, wake up, you know, this is baseball isn't your God, I'm your God. And you need to serve me and worship me. And it really woke me up. It was kind of like a wake-up call for me, and that's how I like to see it. And that really just helped me grow in my faith. And I've never been closer to God from that point on. He's just been so faithful to me, to the point where now I'm even being offered to play baseball at the collegiate level. Like, my dreams are coming true ever since I was a little kid, and it's just... It's all due to him. I give all the credit and glory to God. I honestly do.
That's incredible, Jacob. And again, one of the premises and the principles of this show is when God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable. And God used an injury. And just maybe give a shout out to Coach and how he helped you navigate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, Coach Band has worked with me loyally ever since the seventh grade. He's the reason I'm actually at Phoenix Christian. He helps me get my tax scholarships, and he helps all of the players that are in financial need to work it out. It's not just me. He's a wonderful guy. He works with all of the players, and he really just wants the best for people. He's so much more than a coach to people. He's a pastor in a sense, and he really grows us up to be great men and to lead with God's qualities and serve him.
That's incredible. And Coach, I hope you're listening. I hope you're encouraged by that. And Mr. Marufo over here for Mary, for the worship teacher, I hope he's listening. I hope he's encouraged by that. Ashley, your turn.
Yeah, so a lot of people just assume that I have a perfect life and that I have it all together. And they just assume that my faith has never really been a problem just because I've grown up in a Christian home. But that hasn't been the case. I definitely don't have it all together. And I would say my defining moment for me was in eighth grade when I truly experienced depression and anxiety and all kinds of emotions. And it got really bad to the point where I was in the rabbit hole and I didn't have any hope left. I didn't want to do anything. And I was like that for a while. And it just got to a point where I was ready to just let go and just give up. But God took me out of that rabbit hole. And I remember the next day I was in the counselor's office crying, seeking for help because I knew that I needed it and I knew that I couldn't do it on my own. And I really have to give a shout out to my counselors at Phoenix Christian because they really do care and I owe them a lot and I'm very grateful for them. And because of that defining moment, that's when I started to realize that even though I'm in a Christian home, I have to find my own way to God. And I can't seek my relationship with God through my parents' relationship. And so it really motivated me to find God on my own. And because of that, I've grown tremendously in my relationship with Him. And because of that defining moment, it's why I'm so passionate about empowering women and teens just in general, because being a teenager is so hard. And it's frustrating at times, but knowing that God is with me and He is motivating me and He's keeping me safe and He's my rock has helped me so much. Even though I had that one defining moment, life isn't perfect. And there will be times again and again where I feel like I'm going down the wrong path. But because of the mentors I have at school, like Mr. Erquez, Mrs. Wright, the counselors, Mr. Blake, I have so many people at school who I know who I can rely on and who I know who will be there for me. And it's just, it overwhelms me with a lot of hope and love, and I'm very grateful.
That's incredible. And what you shared took some courage to say that. And you've given us a sacred space. And I hope for the listener listening in, with the honesty we've heard about the journey of faith as a Christian, it's real. It's not always perfect. And that you've inspired somebody listening this morning. And Ashley, we appreciate for that.
No problem.
Yeah, thank you. All right, Mr. Cross.
Oh, all right. So I want to first give a shout out to Ashley for opening up, because I think it's funny. Before we began talking, I just like reminded her, like, you're opening up and you're making yourself vulnerable. And as Jacob was sharing, God popped up, or God opened up a memory to me, which was a big defining moment. And it's funny because it's really personal. And so I'll be making myself vulnerable. This was on a Tuesday. It was last year, second semester. And I believe it was February 21st. I can remember almost exactly because it was just so inspiring. I'd just gotten out of a relationship. And if you know me, I'm not big on relationships. And so it was hard for me because it was a time where I put my identity into this girl that I was dating. And if I'm being completely honest, like, things went south in the relationship, and like, if we're speaking here as men and women, like, it got sexual, and that's not who I am as a Christian, you know. And so coming out of that, it was hard because it was a time where I put my identity into this person, into everything that wasn't God, you know. And you can't live a life where you're trying to live for Christ and live for your sin, you know. It's funny because knowing myself, being weak to sexual sin, is like, I loved it, you know. It was awesome for me, you know. But it was awesome for the wrong reasons. And many times as Christians, when something doesn't go our way, we tend to take a flight mode where we just run away from God. I'm so pleased, and like I said before, I just like understanding God's love to a deeper level is just, I just, like when that relationship ended, it was just a time of prayer and gratitude for me. And it was on a Monday night when it ended. And I just prayed for God to bring a revival in my life. And the funny thing is, like, next morning was a Tuesday, a green day, and we had chapel. And it was crazy. God opened up, and it was a chapel where we just, like, we didn't even have a message. We just led worship the whole time. And people started, like, breaking down, crying, getting on their knees. And I personally am not a person to, like, get on my knees during worship. And I fell to my knees, and I was crying the whole time. I actually missed my second and third period that day because I just wanted to devote it fully to God. And that was a big turning point in my life where I just came out of a crazy relationship and then just turned straight into God. Because, you know, we can't do this life on our own. We won't get anywhere without God's love and mercy for us.
Jason, that took courage as well. One of the things we believe at Phoenix Christian is for all of us as humans, our wanter is broken. And the Lord wants us to seek him. In Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek him. And that's what we're committed to. And Sally, we have the opportunity here because of the work of ACSTO. And take it from here.
Okay, well, first of all, thank you to all four of you for sharing your hearts. I know sometimes those stories aren't easy, but thank you because, honestly, that is why ACSTO exists. That is why ACSTO is committed to Christian schools, is for stories like yours, because you four are an example of all the Christian school students across the state. You guys have your struggles. You have your moments where you fail. We all do. And you succeed through God's help. So with ACSTO, our number one goal is to build God's kingdom and to see more and more kids come to know the Lord and have a heart to serve. And we are only able to do that because of people that donate. We are a donation-based organization, and people actually get something when they donate. They donate the dollar-for-dollar tax credit, so when they donate, they actually receive what they give back against their state tax liability. So truly, to be a donor, it costs you really nothing because you're either choosing to give your money to the state as a state tax payment, or you're choosing to give and donate to ACSTO to help scholarship kids at Christian schools. To me, it's good stewardship. The government's going to allow you to do that, then use your money wisely that God gives you and donate to ACSTO and help scholarship kids like these four students here at Christian schools. The amount that people can donate this year for 2019 for a married couple, it's $2,163 or $2,263. And for single filers, it's $1,135. And we just encourage you to check us out. Learn more about ACSTO at acsto.org. That's acsto.org.
Sally, thank you. Team students, thank you. I hope you're inspired. Thanks for listening to The Beacon. Visit phoenixchristian.org to learn more about God's changing work at Phoenix Christian. Thanks for listening.